I think heirloom tomatoes are overrated.
How so?
You go to the farmer's market, okay, yeah. And you go ahead and buy the, like there's one in Courthouse in here every Saturday.
Right.
You buy the 10 heirloom tomatoes they have there. And I'll bet you any money, 5 of them are not that great. And then you eat a really perfect Jersey beefsteak tomato.
I'm with you.
And that is like the greatest tomato you ever taste.
Right.
You know?
Are you a gastronomical Darwinist, Dip?
He's being a neoconservative now. Just kidding.
Yeah. Wow.
The Paul Wolfowitz of public radio.
God.
I have some friends who have a family home, like a summer home on Cape May. And last year for Labor Day, I went up to visit them, and every day we would go to the farm market stand, which is nothing special, but we would get tomatoes, corn on the cob, green beans, very basic stuff.
But killer.
Have them plain. Maybe, boil the beans, butter, salt.
Maybe just
corn,
a little
butter,
bit
salt.
Of salt.
Yeah, and it was heaven. It was some of the best food I've ever eaten. And again, the tomatoes. Fantastic.
The Jersey tomatoes. It's unbelievable.
Jersey is sort of like our French Provence, you know?
I don't know about that.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Provence, the armpit of France?
That's quite a leap. Now, that's what it is for conflict on the dinner discussion.
I once ate 20 years of corn in Connecticut.
You had a vertical tasting of corn?
Because the corn was so good.
Wow.
They have these, it's white corn up there. You just get it from the farm. I could not stop eating it.
The best corn that I know is Grandma Moses. Remember Grandma Moses, the painter, the primitive painter? Her family still has a farm near Albany. And they have vintage heirloom corn and tomatoes that nobody else has. It's only their own. And they're very well known in like Albany and Vermont area, but nobody down here knows about it. Incredible. Incredible corn. Yeah.
Is it labeled like Grandma Moses?
No, it's a Moses Farm corn.
Really?
Yeah. It's just one of those, there's a lot of local great things that just haven't spread, that people don't know about outside of the area.
Isn't that the point, that they shouldn't spread?
Well, usually they spread. It's a pretty efficient market, for food information. But still there's pockets.
When you're going down to along 81, Dave Matthews has a farm near Charlottesville. It's actually, it's incredible.
Wow.
It's very, very good.
Okay.
He sells to all these little restaurants.
And Madonna writes children's books.
Yeah, but I think his vegetables are a lot better than Madonna's children's books.